Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We did that on purpose. Sorry if we got in a couple of minutes late, but we did it on purpose because Bilski called and said, look, I'm on the road. Are you going to start the show on time or not? I said, well, sure, Mr. Bilski. We'll start it right on time. So we went a couple minutes late just to piss off Bilski. It's the greatest.
Is it called the Bilski podcast or the Bernard podcast?
Now, here's you go. Now, here's an example. Bilski is one of my best friends in the world. I love the man. He's just a great guy. And I hope he's not listening yet to hear that. But the reason he called me this morning was to tell me, said that your friend Katie Harms won an award last night for the work she's done on the women's sports at the University of Minnesota. So I walk out and I say, Catherine, you're going to be happy to hear this. She goes, what's that? And I said, Katie Harms won an award. She goes, I knew that several days ago. I said, well, why wouldn't you tell me then? I tell you the minute I hear it, but when you hear it, I don't get to hear about it. Unbelievable. Yeah, her husband's a great guy, too. He's a good, really nice family, actually. Well, except for Katie. The family's nice, and then there's Katie. But, you know.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Katie. Yeah, she does that. I think that family does a lot of work to help the University of Minnesota particularly. They love the University of Minnesota, and they help them out in all the things they do. And so congratulations to Katie Harms and the family for winning the award. That's very nice. I have learned there is a new show opener here on the Tom Bernard Show. I didn't know it was going to be. But for the third day in a row, I've been going for a walk. I walk about 3 to 4 miles every morning before the show. I just love it. And I'm getting, it's like if I don't do it now, if I have to do something else, I feel like crap. That's not good when your brain tells you, oh, you should feel terrible because you're not doing what you should be doing. I hate that about being a human. You know what I mean?
Right, like, let me just be lazy in peace.
Yeah.
There'll be none of that. But I did tell you the first day of the week, or maybe it was Tuesday, that I went for my morning walk, and a beautiful young woman came up and asked me if I'd beat the piss out of her boss for her. She had done something to her that morning, and she was very angry. So she came over and asked me if I'd beat him up for her. I said, you know, a lot of guys in my situation don't really engage in a lot of fisticuffs anymore. But, you know, maybe next time around.
I'll think about it.
And then I told you, I think Wednesday, that I was walking along, and they have both sides of Flagler. It's Flagler Avenue.
Okay.
There's a big boat show that they have. So they got both sides, both sidewalks on both sides of the street blocked off. Mm-hmm. So you don't know that till you come right up on it, and there's nowhere else to go other than backtrack the whole way you just came, which I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Right? They start yelling at this woman, can't you see there are cones in the way, blah, 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 blah. He's yelling at her. So I go, hey. He looks at me. I said, where's she supposed to go? There's a sidewalk here you got blocked off. The other side of the street you got blocked off. Where's she supposed to go? And a guy went, oh, yeah, okay. Now, it continues, is all I'm saying. Every morning, you ain't going to believe this one, especially because it was Tevin's cousin that did it, but, you know.
We're sticklers for the rules. Don't walk on that for damn the sidewalk.
Okay, you ain't going to believe this because I saw it and I still don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking down the street. This is in the heart of the city, right? Mm-hmm. Walking down the streets, beautiful day, everything's wonderful. I'm on the, okay, if you're going north to south, I'm on the west side sidewalk, and there's a guy on the east side sidewalk who's about 20 feet ahead of me. So he's across the street and about 20 feet ahead of me.
Is he walking towards you or away from you?
Away from me.
Okay.
Which is good, by the way. It's a good thing you brought that up because he decided, I don't know who he was pissed off at or whatever, he took his cell phone out of his pocket and threw it straight up in the air about 75 feet, and it crashed into the intersection. I'm looking at the thing, and it's just shattered. I look up. Now he's taken his shirt off. He takes his shirt off, throws that into the street. This is all about, an hour ago. Nah, not even that, 45 minutes ago. Throws his shirt in the street. Now he takes his pants off and throws his pants in the street. Then he starts to pull down his underwear, and I think he realized he might go to jail if he pulls his underwear down. I mean, you're already going to the hospital for an exam because you're nuts. But he pulled his, I would say the waistband of his underwear down to his pubic bone. So you never did see the schvanz. Well, I couldn't see it anyway because he was ahead of me, but nobody saw the schvanz because it didn't. What? Is that like schizophrenia? What is that?
Well, you know, I like to start my morning with a cup of coffee. This is this might be that guy's cup of coffee. Is just
could be
breaking his phone and then stripping in public.
Yeah, I'm starting to get the impression that your neighborhood might not be as nice as you think it is. Tom.
Yeah. That's gathering here.
I will tell you one thing. What's interesting about that? I'll be flat out honest with you.
Yeah.
West Palm, the city of West Palm, which is right across the intercoastal from Palm Beach Island. West Palm is going to become the New York City of the next century. There's no question, because people cannot stand it anymore. I loved living in New York. It was just wonderful. But then the assholes took over. I didn't get a chance to watch the thing last night. Did anybody watch the deal last night with the president?
I didn't watch it live, but I've seen a couple highlights of it.
Yeah, I saw a couple highlights.
Anything positive?
I mean, the bar was set really low for what I was expecting. I couldn't get past all of his, there are a lot of awkward pauses and miss sayings, and he seemed to stumble over some words. He did look better than I anticipated, but it's still, people are coming out and like, look at how great he was. You think he's got dementia? I still think he might have a little early onset, but it's not as bad as we anticipated. Yes. Yeah.
Look. I don't like the guy. I don't like his politics. He's not my kind of guy at all. I think he's a scumbag. But I don't like it when he's 82 years old. Maybe he shouldn't be running for president, but I just don't like it when you attack 82-year-old people with, I don't know if it's dementia or whatever it is. Don't like the, oh, God, get rid of him. He's not thinking straight. Well, maybe we could help him out. What do you say? Maybe he shouldn't be running for president. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. But maybe we could offer some help instead of criticism and putting a commercial on the air, guessing which year he's going to die.
Yeah. And he did. He addressed, I saw he addressed the Border Patrol issue a little bit. And he was like, well, we want to try and kick people out faster rather than leaving them here for 6 months once they get across. And so, I don't know. He felt like he was trying to kind of get everybody to come together, which was nice. It wasn't necessarily.
He brought them here.
Over everybody over
How
there.
Can you shift and get? We need to move. You brought them here.
Maybe he realizes his mistakes. He's a changed person, Tom.
Okay. Let me see your next paycheck because I'm going to. When they go up to 28%, that's, by the way, corporate tax.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be paying about 65% income tax if this continues. Because they need the money. They're gonna look. I got nobody. I'm not. Oh, I'm gonna go with this guy instead of that guy, or blah blah blah. And I don't like right now. I don't like either side of it. To talk about something. This is the year he's probably gonna die. Oh, we should get all these people. You brought him here. Maybe you should bring him back or send him back. And he did it for votes. There's no question. It was all about getting votes. They tried to rig the election. The very same people who accused the other guy, and I don't doubt that he tried to rig the election too. But let me close with this, because otherwise I'll get pissed off. I don't understand how you can tell these two apart. They're the same person.
Right.
They got different ideas and ideals, but they're the same exact type of person. They need to be famous. Mommy and daddy weren't nice to them when they were little boys or something, so they had to. I mean, Donald Trump, there's no question. His father treated him like shit, and the whole world has to pay because his father treated him terribly. The Biden family, I don't know what their deal, they love crime or something. They're the same person. A couple of different ideas, I guess. So I got nobody to vote for. You got anybody I can vote for?
No. When I find one, I'll let you know.
Okay, let me know what the situation is, because right now, I mean, I'm going to vote. It's your right to vote, and it's probably, you should vote if you have the ability to vote. I don't know. I just, every time I see these people, I just go, oh, my God, how did they ever get in positions of power? I mean, seriously, you look back. They played a speech by Bill Clinton. And I was never a Bill Clinton fan because he was banging everybody in sight the whole time he was president, which you can't even deny that anymore.
Oh, no.
But he was a brilliant man, and he did a lot of good things. But you never hear the other side say that either. Yeah, I know he shouldn't have been banging every woman in sight and doing this and doing that. They're even talking about he might have had a few people killed because of that. No, I don't know if he did or not. But I got to be honest with you. I'll close with this. If I were president and I don't like you, I would run if I were you. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so when are you kicking off the Bernard 2024 train?
Oh, God, I wouldn't even run for janitor, for Christ's sake. I couldn't last one day. I'd hit somebody in the head with a mop handle and go home.
There you go.
You know what I think we should do is probably go to break here because... No, I'm sorry to get carried away like that, but I watch television, and I watch these people. It's like, none of this is real. You're the same exact kind of person. You had to prove to mommy and daddy who you really, particularly daddy. I went through that myself. Maybe that's why I recognized it. Never worked for me because he was long gone by then. But it's just frustrating to me to watch this and how anybody can be over the top about either one of them. I will never understand. And that's the public, I guess. I agree with the public because I think that number's up to 61% of people now don't want either one of them to be president. No, I'm not even saying that. You elect the president. I will honor the president of the United States. But 61% of people don't want either one of those guys to be president. So what are we going to do?
Go to break and cool off is what I...
I don't know.
Hey, you've never seen me angry, have you? Because if you think I'm not cool right now...
No, that's the thing. I feel like we're getting there, and I don't want to find out today.
I did avoid the thing last night because I knew I'd get pissed off if I watched it. But, you know, you get up the next morning, it's all that's on the news now. So, look, you vote for Biden, you like Biden. Good for you. You vote for Trump, you like Trump. Good for you. I'm trying to find my own way in this world, and so far I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. Dean Phillips, I met him one time. He seemed like a nice enough guy. I don't know anything about Nikki. What's her name? Nikki Riley?
Something like that.
Haley. Nikki Haley.
There he is.
Oh,
Haley.
Yeah.
I you know, maybe they're all wonderful people. I don't know, but I'm twisting in the wind.
Yeah. At this point, you could just tell me a random name. I'm like, they seem like a nice person. Yeah. At least nicer than what we got. Throw them up there. Right in.
Yeah, there you go. From now on, it's me. Boy, what a nice person. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Now, I have to leave the show today because I have to go pick up my phone, my pants, and my T-shirt from I threw in the street. Oh, wait a minute. That was somebody else. It wasn't me. I still can't believe that guy did that. He was trumping along, too, like he was very pissed off about something. You know, he had people stamp when they walk when they're mad.
Yeah.
He was doing that, too. So, all right, that's going to do it for the show. I just talked for the whole hour and a half, so we'll... Sorry about that.
See you on Monday.
I still... Oh, I got to say one thing before we do go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have... They call it a professional page because I maxed out on my personal page. You can only have 5,000 followers on that, which I didn't know was the truth. So I do have another page, and if you guys could go, it's just Tom Bernard. That's the thing. There's a Tom Bernard show. There's Thomas Bernard, which was my old deal that has 5,000 followers or whatever. But there's a new one. It's just go to Tom Bernard on Facebook. And the reason I bring that up is because a lot of people have been trying to reach out to me and can't figure out how to do it. So, yeah, just go to Tom Bernard on Facebook. not Thomas Bernard, that's a different page, and not Tom Bernard Show, because that's a different page too, but we'll stay on top of it. Thank you very much for your help on that. It's time to think about the high taxes in Minnesota and how much you could be saving with a Sioux Falls location. One of the first things Minnesota companies that have expanded or moved to Sioux Falls notice are the lower tax bills. Companies don't pay corporate or personal state income tax, and their other expenses are lower in Sioux Falls, too. Those business leaders started at our website, SiouxFallsDevelopment.com, where you'll find a lot of the information you need to make the Sioux Falls decision. It is a great town. You'll discover just how quickly and efficiently you can get your operation started in Sioux Falls. Not only will your business be up and running sooner, you'll also be making higher profits. The National Tax Foundation's new index shows Minnesota at number 45, paying too many taxes. And some people are saying that's going to number like 49. There'll only be one other place, New York, that'll have more taxes than here. And South Dakota is at number 2, by the way, second from the lowest taxes. One of the best tax climates in the nation. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls. Check out SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency. So he made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the air dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
Let us take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company, Bilski. You've heard me talk about them for a long time now. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker and they know you. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com. That's nabankco.com, B-A-N-K-C-O.com. Or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. Phil Mackey's with us.
Yes.
A little sports action. Did you hear my story about the guy on the other side of the street from me on my walk this morning?
Yeah, I think I think it sounded like maybe a self-report there. Not going to lie. I think maybe that was you. That was,
oh, you think it was me?
That was tossing his phone up in the air, shirtless, taking his pants off. Yeah.
I mean, he threw his phone about 50 to 75 feet in the air. He just threw it way up in the air.
You know who it was, actually? I think it was Kirk Cousins. He's disappointed that the market is not bearing the fruit that he maybe thought it would leading into free agency. Thought it was going to be $50 million. Now he's pissed. Throws the phone up in the air. Mm.
You think it was Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Or, you know what? Actually, I think maybe Anthony Edwards came in and blocked the phone, just skied up in the air.
One of the great blocks
in NBA history to win a game for your favorite Timberwolves team last night, Tom.
The Timberwolves, ladies and gentlemen.
It was interesting
watching it happen because, if I thought I could have helped the guy in any way, it would have gone over. But I don't think he would have... I think I would have looked like a buffalo coming at him or a snake or something. He probably would have shot me.
I think staying a good 20 yards away is probably the wise
that's a good idea.
The wise move there. Stay out of his peripheral vision and you should be fine.
Yeah, they call that observe and report.
Yeah, there you go, observe and report. There you go. But he only got his underwear down to the top of his pubic bone, so you never saw the package. He was going to take his underwear off, but he didn't.
Boy, on my bingo chart of things Tom was going to say to me today, pubic bone was not anywhere in the mix.
I want to tell you guys one thing, by the way. Not a great movie, but it was pretty damn funny. There's a movie called Ricky Skalicki. Have you ever heard of it?
Stanicky.
Stanicky.
Ricky Stanicky. Yeah, I've heard of this.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's very, it's not a great movie, but it's very funny, and it is a good movie. The acting in it's really good. You got Zac Efron's in it. You got John Cena. John Cena is phenomenal in it.
That's why he's doing a media tour right now, right? John Cena's everywhere, I feel like.
Well, I wouldn't know because we don't get guests on this show anymore, so I wouldn't have any
idea. We could probably get to John Cena. I think he's literally done every show in America this week.
He was just on ESPN all day yesterday.
What a shock. We're going to have a discussion about that, like I said. But, yeah, John Cena's in it. There's somebody else in it that's really good, too. But I thought it was very, very funny. They did a nice job with it. It was well written. I mean, it's probably not for everybody, but Catherine thought it was hilarious. So, you know.
I saw, man, there's so many good things out right now. A Netflix short series, like a four-episode series, and I'm blanking on the name of it, but it was a reporter from the early 1990s that, yes, Tevin knows what I'm
murders.
Talking about.
The Octopus Murders.
The Octopus Murders. Tom, if you haven't seen The Octopus Murders, this is your weekend assignment. Four episodes, Netflix.
Yes.
Half, and I don't know if maybe you remember the story from the 80s or 90s, but a reporter essentially stumbled into, like, the eight different tentacles of the way that the U.S. government and the agencies, the CIA, FBI, NSA, run the entire world. And he was about to, like, break it wide open and then was killed inside of a hotel room. Well, committed suicide inside of a hotel room.
He slashed his own wrists eight times and severed all the tendons. And they're like, there's no way.
Once you slash the first wrist eight times, it becomes harder to then, like, go do the other one five or six times.
Yes.
But highly it's right in Tom's wheelhouse. Highly recommended.
The Octopus Murders, it's called?
Yes. Yes.
American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders.
Okay. And from what era? The 80s, you said?
So it's a story that started developing in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Essentially, the summary is there was a company that created a new technology for police departments and government agencies to log all of their cases and profiles and everything centralized. And the government was funding it. The government cut off funding and stole the technology for themselves.
What a shock.
And it opened up for for the reporter in question. It opened up a couple questions for him to do some digging on. And he spent the entire decade trying to figure out this case. And he went a little too deep into the deep end.
Well, now is it what, like 5 one-hour episodes? Is that what it is?
It's like 4 one-hour episodes.
Four 1-hour episodes, yeah.
It's like Gone with the Wind would have been in 2024.
Yes, exactly.
A four-part Netflix series.
I will give it a whirl because it sounds very, very interesting. So the 1980s, so who was president at the time?
Reagan.
Right, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. It was Reagan, yeah. Okay.
Shocker. Oh, also, oh my God. He's not I love it. We're on the side street. So there, at one point, a woman is telling a story about how she was pulled into, like, a dark room, and she was shown a video of the JFK assassination. And in the video, the driver turns around and shoots JFK. And she said, that's not the video. And they said, well, let's show you the video that went mainstream. And it's the Zapruder film, right? Mm-hmm. Said, there's a reason why everyone in America has only seen this one video, because the video that everyone saw on TV was doctored. The real video is the one that we just showed you.
I wouldn't doubt it. Man.
You got to see it, Tom. You got to see it.
I will. That's part of the octopus thing.
Yep.
Okay, I will definitely watch it, Catherine. I think, what's that face you're making AJ?
Because AJ's like, making a face.
Well, like, let's think about this for a second. Like, it was a parade, right? There's people, somebody would have said, like, hey, I totally saw the driver blow his head off. Like,
I will say this. At points, it does get very, like, backwoods conspiracy theory type people on there where you're like, maybe some of this is a little out there. But overall, it's really good and very interesting.
If you ignore all that, it's a watertight case.
Yeah. There's a few that make you question it.
Well, let me ask you a question, though, because I truly do believe that the guy that they nailed for it was not the guy who did it.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Is it Lee Harvey Oswald?
Lee Harvey Oswald. Yep, that's who it was.
John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln. I guess the three-named president killers mixed up.
Yeah, so I don't know. I was only, what was I at the time? I think 11 or something when he got shot. I was 11. So I don't know, but I have heard from a number of people in law enforcement, they do not think that Lee Harvey Oswald killed him.
Yeah. At some point, aren't we going to get the whole vault's going to be cracked open at some point, right? All the questions we have,
Wait till I get elected president. That's the first thing I'm doing. Secrets for everybody.
How long do we have to wait? 3,000-4,000 years? Is that the plan?
It's a long game we're playing.
It's the long game. That's exactly right. It's the long game. No, I will definitely watch that because that sounds like something Catherine and I would both like, and we just run through another couple of series, so we need a new series to watch anyway.
Yeah. Octopus Murders.
We will give it a whirl because I tend to like that kind of stuff because no matter what it is, you go, oh, I don't know if that's true, but that's everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there to entertain right now, so they're going to have to fluff it up a little bit.
Yeah. And so you never know. Like, I feel like in 2024, that's why I'm all about watching 4 hours. If I feel like it's BS, that's fine. But you're right. I was entertained for 4 hours. But now I do look a little more sideways at people after watching it. I will tell you that much.
Oh, I could. Hey, I look sideways at people anyway. You ever met a person? No, Jesus.
They're all assholes.
Every single one of us. There's no. You can't even disclude yourself from that argument. No. Yes, no. I'm an asshole too.
100%. Nope.
All right. Do we have like some headlines for sports? Yep. I suppose we better get to.
I'll give you the headline. Your favorite basketball team. So Karl Anthony Towns, it was announced, torn meniscus, out for at least a month before yesterday's game, and he's having one of the best seasons of his career.
Yep.
So the Timberwolves rolled into Indianapolis to play the Pacers, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, without one of their best players. So Anthony Edwards decides to score 44 points, including eight in the final 70 seconds. No turnovers. And he comes, the Wolves are up by 2 points at the end of the game. The Pacers are driving fast break, ready to tie it with a layup. And Anthony Edwards jumps from halfway to the free throw line, blocks the Pacers guy's shot at the rim, and literally bangs his head on the underside of the rim and backboard as he knocks away the game-winning shot. It's all over the national sports shows this morning. The Wolves getting some love, so yeah, we'll see if they can hold on.
Let me ask you, who hasn't rammed their head into the board while they're trying to dunk? You know, we've all been through it.
Yeah, it happened to me one time when I was on the top of a ladder, actually, trying to fix the net.
I used to be able to touch the rim. I was never able to dunk, but I used to be able to grab the rim. But that was a few years ago, if you know what I mean.
That was like 3 years ago, actually, Tom.
Yeah, 3 years ago. I could actually palm a basketball still because I have very big hands, but I just getting the frame up there to, doesn't really work for
we'll
me.
We'll get you, how like at Target Center, they'll bust out the trampolines and like Crunch will jump off the trampoline and maybe that's that's the step for you.
Pissed me off. A 5'5" tall kid dunked over me once, and I had to stay in my house for about a year. Kid was like 5'5". He went, he was in the air for about 12 minutes. It's like, Jesus.
Muggsy Bogues. Spud Webb was the guy. He was like 5'7", and didn't he win the dunk contest in the late 80s?
He won it twice.
Twice? Yeah. What's funny is his dunks weren't even that impressive, but like he's 5'7", so the judges are like, wow, that was pretty amazing.
It's true. How are my Twins doing? They're getting closer every day.
The Twins, so the Twins have been running out some fun lineups recently. I will say it's small sample size, but the third string catcher, Jair Camargo, is lighting it up in spring training for the Twins. So you can hang your hat on the third string catcher busting out of the gate here in March. That's your silver lining.
I love it. There's no question about it. All right, pal. Amino, we'll have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, we'll recap the Octopus Murders next week.
The Octopus Murders, baby. Here we go.
Let's go.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
See you guys.
Phil Mackey, Score North. Ladies and gentlemen, take a break. Be right back in a couple minutes. Chris Eggert will join us right after this. If you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year, you want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want, well, two Minnesotans can help out with that. There's no question. They can live the dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. You would love the Keys if you've never been there. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt, is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell-Alexandria area. So if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your local, new local friends and contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com, that's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals that you can trust.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Don't be bothered with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees, like Dawn, want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale for the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com, call 800-516-5146, and use promo code TOM. You get free shipping on your entire order, so call 800-516-5146, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And this is the Chris Eggert Report. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Mr. Eggert, how are you?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
What's that smile about?
when you said my name, the look off for the news open.
Oh, that deal. Yes, okay.
That's indeed. Right, Tom.
Well, that's exactly right, Tom.
Hold on, I'm just receiving some information right now. We've got some breaking news coming in.
I bet you do.
What's up?
I don't know. I was kind of disappointed last night because I saw local news anchors retiring, and I was hoping it was you, but it turned out it wasn't.
Listen, I would love to be.
Listen,
I would love to be in Randy Shaver's position. I'm very happy with my job, but who wouldn't want to retire?
Me.
Well,
I could not stand to be, I could not stand to be retired. Oh God, I did. Hey, let's make a deal again. Ugh.
There's plenty of things you could do to stay busy.
Shoot people. What do you think?
I mean, technically that's on the list somewhere, but it's hopefully further down than watching Deal or No Deal.
Right.
You know, I tend to be very honest about this kind of thing. I don't try to cover stuff up or not, but Randy Shaver cannot stand me for some reason. I don't know whatever did to him, but he does not like me at all. I never even met I've seen him, but I've never really met him. I don't know what the hell that was all about.
Huh. Well, maybe did you say something controversial about him sometime?
Like calling somebody a piece of shit, is that negative?
That might do it.
I'm just asking. I didn't say I did it. I'm just asking if it is or not.
That would depend on the context, Tom.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Chris. The people that least like me tend to be news anchors. Although you got your Don Shelby's and Dave Moore's and, you know, Frank Vassalero and people like that, that didn't happen. But news anchors, for some reason, I don't know, we just don't get along too well.
It could be an ego thing.
Why? Based on what?
Let me see the straight way to say this.
I love this. I think I got to figure
some
out the way to
people
say this.
Who do the job, do this job and your job, have pretty big egos. And
they do?
Sometimes it's hard for them to be able to share a space or even have a kind of relationship with somebody who is of your stature. Does that make sense?
No, it makes no sense. I mean, yes, it does. In humanity, but in my brain, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. You're Tom Bernard, you're a big deal. And then
yeah, but
XYZ anchor might think that person is a big deal. And like, I ain't got no time for that dude. Devin, are you following?
No, that makes perfect sense. Like, you know, when somebody goes up to Chris and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I love the Tom Bernard show," and then Chris goes, "Do you know who you're talking to right now? I'm Chris frickin' Eggert. I'm the man on TV." Like, that's
always exactly. I always do that.
I tried that yesterday. I saw Chris at the office, and he goes, "I don't have time for you, peasant," and then I kept walking.
Talk to me tomorrow.
AJ yelled at me when I was walking down the hall. He like wolf whistled at me and made me turn around. He made me feel uncomfortable.
No, I got to be honest with you, because of the market this is, and I will say it again, Chicago and Minneapolis, St. Paul are the two best news markets in America. It's not even a challenge. New York and Los Angeles people are nowhere near as good as they are in Minneapolis and Chicago. I mean, you had the Majors brothers, you had you, Chris Eggert, of course, you had Dave Moore, you had, Don Shelby. You got Frank Vassalero. You get on the list of all these wonderful. Jeff Passel was a great news anchor. Most of the guys I met and women that I met were very, very pleasant. I mean, some of them, it's funny because you can tell they like to physically maintain their distance. Like, they won't walk right up to me. They'll stand there like 5 feet away and talk to me. I don't know. Apparently, I get this look in my face like I'm going to slit your throat or something. I don't know what the hell it is.
Well, you've got resting? You've got resting Tom face.
You call me a bitch?
Nope. I said you have resting Tom face.
Completely different. Completely different.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Some people are just really shy too. Like I am very intimidated meeting other people in the industry.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. I am. Yeah, because it's not my nature to like go up and strike a conversation and think that I could even have a conversation with whoever. It's just not. So I don't know. Could be that too.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, my view of the whole thing always has been, if you grew up a little boy watching Dave Moore, it's never going to get better than that. It might be as good, but it's never going to get better. Dave Moore was one of the greatest news anchors I have ever seen. Phenomenal.
I did not watch Dave growing up. But I've heard fantastic things. So.
It's true. You know what he said to me one time, and I literally teared up, that prick. I love Dave Moore. He's wonderful. I got introduced to him finally. I was a huge fan for years. I get introduced to him finally, and I was doing some voiceover for something. I don't know what it was. And Dave Moore says to me, "Oh, you're Tom Bernard?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he goes, "God, what an honor to meet you." I literally teared up like, don't say those things to me. What's wrong with you?
That's pretty cool, right?
But that's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's about him. What a great guy that man was. Well, loved him.
I'm very good you had a glad experience.
I did. I had great experience. Well, the people at Channel 5, Ron Major used to love to make fun of me. We used to play a touch football game. The KSTP television and radio people would play against one another. And in one of the games, I scored a touchdown, and Majors thought it would be hilarious to play the video because they had very long hair at the time.
Yep.
So as I'm running into the end zone, the hair is like waving behind me. Yes, kids, I'm glad you're watching Channel 5 tonight because even Tom Bernard can score.
Burn.
Thanks, Ron, you pill. No, it was a great, great experience. I mean, one thing that did teach me, I think, and I traveled all over the United States doing radio and voiceover and all the rest of it, is walking in that Channel 5 building. It was the first, you know, big place I ever worked. you walk in and there are all these news anchors you've known forever, all these radio people you've known forever, the Chuck Knapps and Charlie Bushes of the world and Smoking Joe Hager and all these wonderful. I got so lucky to walk in as a teenager. I was 18 or 19 years old. I learned right away you could be around the biggest names on earth, and it no one could walk into a room and make me nervous because I worked around some of the greatest people in radio and television.
That I mean, that's definitely, and you meet so many people too that over the years that it kind of it makes those situations less intimidating, and you sort of realize that for the most part everyone's a pretty normal person, really, when you kind of get away from all the theatrics of it, right?
The biggest prick of them all, though, if you had one guy, I can tell you who the biggest prick was that I ever talked to, was the guy who he was on 60 Minutes, and he talked like this. He was one of
Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney. What a prick. You ever
meet
him?
What, really? Yeah.
Oh, God, what a horrible human being.
But that was his shtick, right? Like, his shtick was being a grumpy old prick.
But why in person?
Well, that, I mean, you don't want to break character. Right.
I guess not. I don't know. Hey, look, I love everybody. Let's be honest.
There you go. You know what I mean? Everybody.
No, but I've talked to people about this, and I really sincerely do believe, and I don't think Chicago is above Minneapolis-St. Paul. I think they're pretty much on an even basis. The best news people in this country are in the Twin Cities and Chicago.
I think the news people here do have a good reputation.
No doubt.
You know, and good Midwestern values and, you know, that whole bit.
You mean like backstabbing people? One of the great Midwestern values of all time?
Not at all.
Oh, Midwesterners love to backstab people.
Well,
he goes, well,
is that universal to the Midwest? I don't think so.
Probably not. Oh, God, you got to go, don't you?
I do.
We had a magnificent conversation, though, and I just named you a magnificent anchor.
What was in the news today that I was going to tell you about? A Fridley school resource officer got, like, kicked in the head by some students yesterday after school, which is,
can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but no adults were arrested. It was three kids. So watch that. We'll see what happens over that over the next couple of days. So.
All right, I need you to do the take. Maybe you can do it on Monday. This is an actual headline in the national news. You ready? Okay. Eating carbs makes you uglier within 2 hours. What the hell does that mean?
Fact.
AJ's pointing to him. Fat.
Fact. So that's truthful. That's truthful.
Yeah, there might be an immediate like bloating kind of thing.
Oh, it's bloating, you think?
I mean, moist. I don't know.
Well, you got to eat carbs, though, don't you?
You should eat some. Absolutely. It's part of a healthy, balanced diet.
It's somewhere on the pyramid.
Food pyramid. Yes, AJ, thank you for referencing that.
Food pyramid. God, I got a mood going on today. Watching that guy throw that phone up in the air and then strip down to his underwear has messed with my brain. I don't know what I'm supposed to do now.
Almost seeing some unsolicited schwans first thing in the morning will definitely change the course of your day.
Well, lucky he was on the other side of the road and about 20 feet ahead of me, so I would have never seen it. I would have seen his butt crack, though, which I was not looking forward to. You didn't hear that story, Chris?
Negative.
Went for my walk this morning. I know you got to go. Walk this morning. I'm on the right side of the road. Other guy's on the left side of the road. He's about 15 feet ahead of me. Threw his phone about 75 to 100 feet in the air, came crashing down in the intersection. Then he took off his shirt, threw that in the street. Then he took off his pants and threw them in the street. And he was pulling his underwear down, but he stopped at the top of his pubic bone. I don't know. Is that what, schizophrenia? Is that what that is?
Yeah, or his wife really pissed him off.
Well, that's a possibility. That's no question. It was something to watch because it brought great sadness because I grew up around mental illness.
It sounds like a mental health episode.
Very sad. No question about it.
Well, I'm glad he kept his underwear on, too.
I am, too. There's no question. And you, too. Thanks for keeping your underwear on during this report.
Always. Always.
All right, Chrissy. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. We'll take a break. Be right back. Do I have to talk to Sansevier? I mean, is that necessary, or can I just step out for a couple of minutes?
I mean, he usually does all the talking anyway, so you could step out.
I want to
hear about. He never shuts up.
I want to hear about him taking his shirt off this morning.
That was Sansevier down in Florida.
It was Sandy out in the street taking his shirt off.
Yes, absolutely.
I wish that were true, actually. I really do wish that was true.
We're going to come back from break, and he's just going to be shirtless sitting on camera.
He's got a giant BS show logo on his chest tattoo.
Tattoo, yeah.
In his chest hair.
It's all true, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break, be right back in a couple minutes. Bob Sansevier will join us right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. Of course you do. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement. So don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation, 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, LLC, security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. And I, Tom Bernard, am a paid endorser.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency. So he made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Fire.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell firearms safely and worry-free. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one and don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's extremely knowledgeable, will help you get top dollar, also help you explore all the options and take the work stress off of your shoulders, which is a wonderful thing. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online, www.klgunstore.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And now the lovely and talented Bob Sansevier. How you doing, Pally?
I'm doing good. Hey, I ain't taking my shirt off, but hey, I ain't wearing any pants. Let me show.
Show me the pants.
Keep it below.
You guys asked for it. What do you want
Remember,
me to tell you?
What did the Italians in your neighborhood say when they were going to do something like that?
There were a number of things. Some of them I'd have to convert into Italian so people don't know what I'm saying. But
here's my
ahead.
Favorite one. Hey, check out the brajul. Yeah. It's a brajul,
oh, yeah,
is it?
Brajul.
I haven't heard that in years, man.
My dad used to make brajul, and a key part of that is you got to have like the rope from a garrot because it's pretty thick rope that you have to tie it together with.
It's got to be big rope.
So it was handy. You know, you had some extra from the garrot, and you just used it for that.
God, I love Italians, Bob. Not you, but all other Italians.
I'm the exception.
You are the exception to the rule. You're 100% correct. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Sanny?
Not too much. You know, your Timberwolves, Carl Anthony Towns getting a meniscus surgery next week. Oh, they claim he could be back for the early part of the playoffs. So we'll see about that. And the other guy, Anthony Edwards, 44 points. They beat Cleveland. He had a game-saving block and almost killed himself.
What?
Hit his head on the backboard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's getting up there. But, I mean, you got to be careful. You got to know where that backboard is or start wearing some sort of an insulated helmet if you're going to be hitting backboards with your head. Could you imagine? Tevin, how many times you hit your head on the backboard? AJ?
None.
Zero.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely zero.
Maybe when you were taking the backboard out of the box at home to put it up.
Yeah.
That is, I'll give them that. That's getting up there. No question about it. So
it's a hell of a talent. No question about it.
You know, and then Monday is the they could legally tamper with players in the NFL where they could start making contact. So I do think by Wednesday we'll know where Kirk Cousins is going and have an idea of who might be coming here.
Are you leaning towards he's going to be going to Atlanta, and then that leaves us kind of in limbo as far as what we're going to do?
Well, people keep saying, well, you know, his wife grew up there. The guy's made more money since he came here than any player in history. He could buy several Lear jets to send his wife. I miss my parents. I'd like to have dinner with them. All right, here you go. The Lear jet's warming up. I mean, he could send her there anytime. He is all about the money. He's not like Tom Brady, who gave money back to the Patriots to bring in other players. He doesn't care about other players. He cares about himself. And again, Bob, it's a money thing. We all care about making money.
Yeah. But, Bob, let me ask you a question. He's mediocre at best. He's okay.
One playoff win.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing special about him.
And here's the other thing. AJ was whipped around there. He must be a Cousins sycophant.
No, he's 16-47 in his career against teams above 500.
Yeah. That's he's not terrible.
Not
he's mediocre.
That's not a winner.
No. But he puts up
16? Wow.
That's crazy, right? But, yeah, 16-47 is his record against teams that are, like, winning teams.
But he puts up great stats, so it tricks everybody into thinking that he's this – quarterback.
Like fantasy football, but look at the receivers he has. You know what? And here's the thing. As I take a look at this team, I've decided, I don't think he's a bad guy, but I'm not an O'Connell fan as a coach. And the reason goes to Josh Dobbs.
Yep.
When Josh Dobbs played in that first game, he was terrific because he was doing what Josh Dobbs does. Same thing in the second game. It tailed off in the second game. By the third game, it didn't at all. O'Connell told him, I can change. One player can adjust. I can't have 10 guys adjust to what you do. That is outrageous. You got to go. This is why anyone who's, I hope the Vikings get Jaden Daniels, that would be a horrific pick for the Vikings because he would waste this guy and turn him into another Kirk Cousins, just the guy who is a drop back quarterback and play action quarterback. Jaden Daniels is the kind of guy that he has to have the ability to run. And you can't take that away from some of these players. He would ruin Lamar Jackson if he got his hands on him because he wouldn't let him ever run.
But I think to say that because of Josh Dobbs didn't work out and Kevin O'Connell's terrible, Josh Dobbs didn't work out a lot of places that he's been. Like, there's a reason he keeps going from team to team.
But he worked out here in that game and a half because they let him go. A lot of these coaches are like that. They force you into a system that doesn't really accentuate your skills. And that's why I'm curious. Mac Jones, I think, was a victim of that too. Was it last year? Not this past year, the year before. He had the defensive coordinator who got fired in Detroit calling the plays. I mean, some of these quarterbacks are in a horrible situation because of the guys calling the plays for them.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like you could say the same thing about Russell Wilson down in Denver, where Sean Payton clearly did not want Russell Wilson to be his quarterback and essentially sabotaged that whole year.
We've been here now, and I think it's Sean Payton putting it out. Oh, there's a horrible locker room guy. Nobody likes him. Now, there are players that have played with him who said he didn't talk to them. He wasn't a great locker room guy. That's where the Vikings have to do their due diligence because the guy he's not what he once was, but he still can play. And for $1.7 million, my God. Find a way to make them work.
Right, and it's not going to be our future. We can still draft a young guy. You learn under Russell Wilson for a year or two and buy Russ, and we're on to the future.
And, you know, there's other – Baker Mayfield, he may wind up not re-signing with Tampa Bay. Frankly, he should because he flourished there. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to leave there to come up here? You have no taxes there, and the taxes here you'd have to pay. But he would be an option. The problem is O'Connell, he's more of an O'Connell guy that he likes to run, but he's not a guy who that's a big part of his game. Mm-hmm. But he would save you 10 to 15 million or more over Cousins. But if they got him, he's not the bridge. Then they're committing to him to be their quarterback.
Yep.
So that it all depends on which way they're going to go. They're going to try to get someone in the draft. I mean, they've got Sam Darnold is another one. You could take him as a bridge quarterback for a year. And then there's talk of Trey Lance about going after him. But they could have had him last year. But the Cowboys had a fifth-round pick that they used on him. But it would probably cost more to get him if you're desperate to get a quarterback. A friend of mine explained to me, a friend from Sports Illustrated, because I said, well, they should have gotten him last year if they could have had him for a fifth. But he would not have come in and run the team. He needed time and needs time to sit. So maybe the timing wasn't right. But find that bridge guy, and maybe they think Lance could be their guy. Who knows what they're thinking? I mean, this team is – you cannot figure out what Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell are truly thinking. We learned that in the first draft they had when he passed up an all-pro safety to take a guy who – safety, you can't get off the field. You get on the field.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Bob, are you done? I didn't want to.
Done filibustering.
Why is it that you can win with a bad coach if you're a good quarterback, but you cannot win if you're a good coach with a bad quarterback?
Well, because a bad quarterback is going to kill you. It doesn't matter.
But that's what I'm saying. Why would we focus on the coaches? Are any of the coaches even all – I mean, I got to go, obviously, with New England because he won a few, old Bill there.
Look at what happened to him when he lost Brady.
I know. That's exactly my point. So is it all on the quarterback?
I think a lot of it. But I do think – all right, let's take a look at the current – their two-time reigning Super Bowl champion coach. Andy Reid won with Donovan McNabb.
Right.
Won yes. Super Bowl, but he got to four or five championships in a row. Mm-hmm. He won with Alex Smith and got in the playoffs before Patrick Mahomes took off. Now, Mahomes is in another level. But,
yeah, right.
And I know this is cynical. Well, if Kevin O'Connell had him, he wouldn't let him run, ever. But you know what? Mahomes doesn't have to run. He is so damn good.
He really is. How old was he when he lived in Minnesota?
He was a kid. I mean, like a toddler.
Like a toddler?
1, 2, 3 years old, something like that.
That was it by the time his father – because his father was a great guy. I haven't talked to him in years and years.
Yeah. I don't know that he dreamed to play for the Vikings.
Well, his father probably didn't dream of getting 3 DUIs either, but it happened. You know.
Well, and also, Trey Lance dreamed of playing for the Vikings. He grew up in Minnesota before going to North Dakota.
That is true. So, how do you figure out – where to put the focus on the coach? On it's got to be on the quarterback. It can't be on the coach, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. You have a great quarterback, and you are going to get things done. If the coach knows what to do with you, like go back to the earliest history of the Vikings. Fran Tarkenton was here, but the coach didn't know what to do with him.
No, that's exactly right.
He was not a grizzled quarterback like he was. Norm Van Brocklin, I mean – Tarkenton was a running core. He was not Van Brocklin's kind of guy.
No.
So he got rid of him to the Giants when he came back. He did help him to 3 Super Bowls. Chuck Foreman had a lot to do with that, too, by the way.
Yes, he did. But, and I got to be honest with you, I hate to say it because he's passed on and all the rest of it. If there's one guy that's more responsible for losing those Super Bowls than anyone, it's Bud Grant. Some of the things he did in those Super Bowls, like, what are you doing?
You talk to every player who played in those Super Bowls, the last three in particular, changed the offense.
He did.
You got to the Super Bowl because he thought, like with Pittsburgh, well, you know, we got to be careful here. Mean Joe Green, we got to get away from that. Just play the way you play throughout the season.
That's what got you there. Stay with the program.
When you change it up, your players are not used to the things you're changing it to. The best shot they had was Oakland. When they had the ball inside in the red, deep in the red zone, give it to Chuck Foreman. Nah, let's give it to Brett McClanahan to fumble.
He did fumble.
And Chuck to this day says, I would have went over the top.
There's no question he would have, and that would have changed the game.
Complete complexion of the game.
I love Chuck Foreman. Say hello to Chuck Foreman. We're going to see him again.
I will. Thursday. Next Thursday. Every Thursday we do the Jim Bob Show. But
tell him I said hello.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've talked about biggest travesty, him not being in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, Tevin and AJ, let's vote on this. Who would you rather have, Bob Sansevier or Chuck Foreman on the show?
Bob Sansevier.
Oh, really? You don't want to get rid of Bob and have Chuck in instead?
No, we'll keep Bob.
Hey, Tevin, let's hug it up. Come here.
Although Bob brings a lot of flashy qualities to the show, I'd love to mix it up with Chuck.
Chuck's great. We should have him on as a guest once when you're on, Bob.
AJ, I'm going to shove you away.
But we should. We should have Chuck on because I love Chuck
Foreman. Well, he was on your first show.
He was on the very first show. That's exactly right.
I'll talk to him.
I love that guy. Every time I see Chuck, he gives me a big hug, man. I love that.
You great know, guy. He's just a great guy.
A wonderful guy. Yeah. All right, Sandy, get the hell off the show.
All right, I'm here. I'll go out like Joe Biden. All right, Tom. I got to get out of here.
I didn't. Okay, I got to ask you because I didn't watch the thing last night.
That was him. Yeah, he was yelling. And he was, well, he slurred too, but he had one thing where he it was just run on of words, mm-hmm. and you couldn't understand the thing he was saying. Yet every Democrat in leadership will tell you how wonderful he was and of how he's course. Back and blah, blah, blah. But every Republican will say, oh, I'm glad they're not going to get rid of him. Let him run. It's going to be one heck of I don't want, I mean, neither one of them appeals to me.
I agree.
It's going to be interesting. No question.
I understand. The number's up to 61% of Americans now don't know who they want to vote for because they don't want to vote for either one of these two.
And I'm in that 61%, yeah. No question about it.
I am too.
Well, that's a lot of people because neither one is appealing. And then, all right, just very quickly, afterward, Nancy Pelosi basically goes after Biden a little because he used the term illegals when he was, for the first time, mm-hmm. he talked about it's Lake and Riley. He called her Lincoln Riley, the coach of Southern Cal.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But then he also talked about illegals, and they got, it was like, you know, they that moment where, oh my God, we don't use that term. It's
they are illegal.
Yeah, but that's not a term that
I don't care.
Wants to go
it's for. What they are.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, you talked about people on radio, you can't use the word asshole. I mean, that's what they are.
You didn't watch it, did you, Tom?
Hell no, I'm not watching.
Did you guys, AJ, Kevin?
There were sports
couple,
on, Bob.
Couple
come
clips.
On. You can watch a little sports action.
All right. You had to watch the Timberwolves. Okay.
All right,
high school hockey, baby.
Oh, yeah. Go Edina, to go with Chan Hatham, White Bear Lake, and what's the fourth one?
White Bear Lake has not won a game in the state
tournament. Oh, no, that's the one that got knocked out.
Yeah, like 20 years.
They're putting up twins-like numbers.
Yeah.
Crete and Darren Hall, and what's the other one that won? That wound up beating, I think, White Bear.
Oh, Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. They won late, right?
Yeah.
That was the one that won the last 1.6 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. It's going to do it for the show. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, bye.
Let me change the subject, you pill.
Sorry.
Thanks, Sandy. Bob Sansevier, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Tim Lammers will join us right after this. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. You know that's to be true. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, bacteria. Zero Res' platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129, a $40 saving, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9-star rating. So their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today. And be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Good. Now we're talking, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Lammers is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Lawyers. Seeking justice for the injured, contact Bradshaw and Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. What's up, Tim?
Well, I just heard you talking about Chuck Foreman with Bob Sansevier.
Yes.
And ironically, this week on Tim and Bob's Excellent Movie Adventures, I have a clip of Chuck, of Adam Sandler talking about how he's a big fan of Chuck Foreman.
Right, exactly. Big Viking fan his whole life.
Indeed. So I sent that clip along to Tevin. If you want to play it, it's 30 seconds. You don't have to do it right this second, but at some point, if you want to, it's pretty cool because he mentions more than one classic Viking. And yes, I heard you guys also talking about Brent McClanahan. Let's give him the ball. Let's fumble the ball at the goal line. It's like
it's
a dagger
true.
In my heart.
Ugh. Yeah. I understand. There's no question about it. I do understand that situation. So what's new with you, Pally?
Well, you know what? I love animated films. I don't love them as much as I used to. I love stop motion animation. It seems like the computer animated stuff, it was so awesome at first. And now it's just so, you know, it's just another computer animated film, right?
Yeah.
And I rarely do actually review animated films. So I thought, you know what, this week, let's review something that Tommy might want to take the grandkids to.
Really?
Called Kung Fu Panda 4.
God, there's four of them now?
There's four, yeah. Starring the voice of Jack Black, who really is terrific in this role. I mean, it's so funny because, I mean, the guy is such an animated personality off screen. On screen and off screen, it's like he's the perfect guy to do this role. The first film was in 2008, though. Can you believe that? 16 years ago for the first one. Second one was 2011. Third one was 2016, which begs the question, why Kung Fu Panda 4 and why now? Why does it take 8 years for another Kung Fu Panda 4? And I'm thinking, well, you know, you have generations of kids growing up, and DreamWorks is probably thinking, hey, let's put out a new one. Let's see how it does. And again, I mentioned to you, Tom, bringing the grandkids. I would never discourage, even if I hated an animated film because it was boring or whatever, I would never say, if your kid wants to see it, take them. Okay? This one isn't bad. It's just nothing new, right? It's the same thing over and over and over again, proving once again that Hollywood, boy, they really do have an originality problem. So, you know, you have a new villain with the chameleon voiced by Viola Davis. And again, she's terrific. Dustin Hoffman's voice is in it. Ian McShane. Some people mistake Ian McShane for your twin, Tommy. I know that sometimes,
I know,
right?
That's weird.
Isn't that weird? It's those blue eyes, man.
He's got brown eyes, doesn't he?
I don't know about it. I think it is. I don't know. You would have to look at it, but there's something about the eyes.
Yeah,
know?
That's what it is. That's what people say. Yeah. I've been stopped on the street, people thinking I'm him. I don't look anything like him, don't think.
You know, and the thing is, you both have distinct voices that aren't anything like each. You know, the minute you talk, it's like, oh, that's not Ian McShane. He's because he sits there and he got that voice.
He's good, though, man. Damn good actor. Really
well, you know, you hear his voice and you hear Bryan Cranston's voice in this and you hear Keith Kwan and again, Dustin Hoffman. I mean, you think about, oh, you know what? Hearing Ian McShane, and I know it's Ian McShane, I want to watch John Wick 4 again. You know,
yeah,
or Bryan Cranston, I want to watch Breaking Bad again. But they're really good in this. I mean, again, I don't want to discourage people. If their kids want to go, please take them. I don't want to be that evil movie reviewer that says, don't take anybody to. No, right. No, this is made for kids now. I mean, I think there was at one point these films were great for both audiences, but I just don't think that's there anymore. You only have a few bits of clever humor in the thing that, you know, that appeals to me. You know, the other thing is, you know, I'm older now. I go to these movies alone. There's nothing like seeing a movie through your kid's eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, and I think that has something to do with it too. I mean, you just don't get lost in the movie the way you used to. Now, having said that, there is a Despicable Me 4 coming out. And all of those movies are great. The Minions movies, the Despicable Me movies, I don't know what they do, but there's somehow the story moves on. It just doesn't seem like the same martial arts stuff or whatever, that manic mm-hmm. whatever's yeah. going on all the time with a film like Kung Fu Panda 4. I mean, it just seems like old hat at this point.
I could see that. Yeah, I mentioned to these guys, what is it called again? Ricky Stelnicki?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's good. Yes. Not a great movie, but I thought it was very entertaining.
You know, it's funny. Last night, my oldest daughter, she had not seen The Suicide Squad.
Okay.
And Tom, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a super villain movie. It's totally different than superhero movies. But it's on Max, and you should see it. And John Cena is one of the stars.
He's really good in that movie.
You know, people think, well, geez, he's in wrestling. He can't. Are you kidding me? Mm. wrestling is a performance art.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it is. And what they do there, sure, there are some that are better than others. But John Cena is really good, and he's really funny. And I would imagine this one was Zac Efron, right?
Yes.
Probably really funny.
William H. Macy is phenomenal in it.
Oh.
He's terrific.
Yeah, so I haven't seen that yet. So I was actually going to plan on that one, reviewing that and streaming it at some point. So I will definitely take a look at that. So one other thing I want to mention quickly, Oscars coming up this weekend.
Really?
I know you're all going to be camped in front of your televisions with a huge tub of popcorn. Tevin smiling.
Oh, no, because I'm pulling up your article right now on Forbes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that.
I have to
plug. I'm writing for Forbes now, and I do a prediction piece. And, you know, some people go with the who should win. I go with the who will win, who may upset them.
Really?
Now, I don't know if that's exactly novel, but I'm telling you what, there's going to be a couple really tight races. It's either going to be Cillian Murphy or Paul Giamatti, and my heart will break for Paul Giamatti if he doesn't win.
He's good.
He's good, but you know what? Cillian Murphy's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
God, is he good. And I wouldn't feel bad about him winning. I wish that somehow they would tie, which has happened once before in the male actor race. A best actress once, 1969. Actors Wallace Beery and Frederick March tied in 1932.
Jesus.
For the best act. So, you know, will we have another deal where they tie? I don't know. I wouldn't mind if they did. But again, you know, there are winners and there are losers. As they say, it's just an honor to be nominated, right? So, and then the other tight race that I talk about in the piece is Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon, which I know you didn't finish, Tom.
No, I did. I finished watching.
You did.
It
you
was
did.
Way too long.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. And then Emma Stone, this one still baffles me for Poor Things. Yeah, she's good, but it is such of a bizarre movie, and I still cannot get the fascination with it, but it is leading in Oppenheimer leads with nominations, but Poor Things is right behind it. And I can see from the filmmaking standpoint, from the costumes and the set design and all that. I mean, it's just really brilliant stuff. But the acting, I don't know, but that's going to be the other tight race. So I break down those as well as the picture, director, supporting, and yeah, six categories in all on Forbes. So yes, if you'd like to see that, I must thank Melissa for tweeting that out on the show website, our social media channels earlier. Right. So I appreciate that.
Look at that. It's all we do, shoulder to the wheel.
Indeed we do. So yeah, that's about all I have. Avoid one other thing on streaming. The Regime, Kate Winslet.
Really?
You can ask Kristen about this if she's seen it. It's a satire that they force the humor so hard.
Oh, God.
Oh, is this the one where she's like the leader of a country?
Yeah, in the middle of Europe, they don't name the country, and she's this eccentric, and people don't take her seriously, and she kind of stands up for herself at the end of episode. There's only one episode so far. To me, it got a little interesting at the end. I will say I will see the second episode, but for most of the first episode, it's like cringe crickets. You know, when they attempt the humor. And again, maybe I'm missing something. Ask Kristen what she thinks about it. But yeah, The Regime. You think somebody, well, here's the thing. She has a lot of clout. She's Kate Winslet. She gets things made. Sometimes, though, those things just don't work. So I don't know.
All right, Palomino, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend, y'all.
Sounds
and
good
if you got time, play that Adam Sandler clip with Chuck Foreman. It's pretty cool.
We'll try to try. Maybe we'll play it for Kristen Burt.
There you go. All right. See you guys.
Tim Lammers brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury lawyer seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw and Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That is MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Right back. Kristen Burt will join us next. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota, started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit OneKeyWest.com. That's OneKeyWest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids, working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. No. So Kristen's not on yet. Is she? She probably flew in to meet with Trump and how he should run his campaign from this day on. Oh, wait a minute. No, there she is.
What?
This is perfect. Number of days since Tom. Dot, dot, dot. I think we add a one.
Since I did what, though?
I left it open for interpretation because I feel like every day is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like nice, mean. It could be, I don't know. What do you want? What do you want it to be? For the month of March, I figured for March we'd have a theme.
Number of days since Tom. But there's no Tom.
Right. Dot, dot, dot. It's open to interpretation. What is March going to be? Since Tom did what?
Why don't you find a life?
Put being mean to Kristen on there. Yeah. And just put it.
Why don't you both shut up for once?
Should I just go and put like a 30?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I'm keeping the zero there. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
No,
or you
no,
have to
no.
change it put to the... nice and put a one because it's been one day since.
Okay. All right.
We're having
I'll
a day
nice
here,
there.
Kristen, I will tell you.
I've got plenty of letters ready to go.
Oh, you got a lot of letters.
Letters and numbers.
Now you're talking. What's happening, sister?
I know I heard Tim talking about the Oscars. Just to tag on to that conversation, I know he was talking about the races. Just a couple things people should remember. They are starting earlier this year. So for those of you in the Central Time Zone, you will start seeing the Oscars at 6 p.m., not 7 p.m. They want everyone to go to bed earlier this year. So I think that's a great thing.
Yes,
we see them normally at 5 p.m. here on the West Coast, and it's awesome. They're wrapped up by 8 o'clock. And we have the rest of the night to do. So they'll start at 4 o'clock here. If you guys are on the East Coast, you are looking at a 7 p.m. start. So hopefully, and no one will be watching it into the wee hours like that has happened in years past.
Oh, really? That's so what you I haven't watched the Oscars, I bet you, in 35 years.
I think everyone's going to watch the Ryan Gosling moment. I think that is going to be, okay. I'm predicting that is going to be the most tweeted moment where he sings the Barbie, I'm Just Ken number. It is being choreographed by Mandy Moore, who did Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. I have a friend dancing in it, and I guess it's supposed to be fantastic. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. That sounds good. Got that going.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it is still considered one of, like, behind the Super Bowl, it's considered one of the most watched live shows of the year.
Really?
Okay. Yep. In terms of advertising, it's considered the second most important event of the year. Of course, behind the Super Bowl, but advertisers have completely bought out all the ad space. So it is a very lucrative night for ABC.
Yeah, that's good. Is it always on ABC?
It is always on ABC, at least now through 2028. That is when the contract will be up for renewal. And I suspect in 2028, we will see a streaming network come to really make a high bid for the Oscars, because I think after watching the SAG Awards on Netflix, this is exactly where award shows belong. They belong on a streaming network where you don't have to constantly interrupt with advertising. You can give the space for, if someone has a really good speech, you don't have to cut them off with that orchestra. And I think that's going to be the wave of the future. But I'll tell you, 2028 and waiting until then for the Oscars and a streaming network seems really far out, since everybody else is like, you know, the Grammys were also on Paramount Plus concurrently with CBS. ABC doesn't have that leeway to put it on Disney Plus right now or Hulu. So they'd have to renegotiate the contract.
They should almost do like a continuous stream for the Oscars that's specifically on Disney Plus, and then just cut into commercials for their normal live show on ABC.
Yeah. I mean, it would definitely be the way to do it. They did that with Dancing with the Stars, you know. They created commercial breaks this year when it was running concurrently on ABC and Disney Plus. They have the capability of doing it, and I think that they would find a greater audience because of it. Because for someone like me, I have to go and sign up for a live streaming service for like a day and cancel it the next day because I don't carry my local channels. So if you're not offering it, like, when I watch the Grammys, I watch it on Paramount Plus Live. Or when I watch, you know, something else, like sometimes I'm trying to think, like when things have been on Peacock, I watch it on Peacock versus NBC. But if you're not offering a streaming option, I have to like go and like sign up for YouTube Live for a day just so I can watch it. And I'll be working it too. So I have to be able to like work, watch, and focus in on the press room, which I will be covering.
So you don't have streaming services?
I have streaming services. I don't have my local channels. I don't have any type of cable package or anything else like that.
But you can get local channels anywhere you are in America.
I can, but I don't want to pay $60 a month.
About you being cheap.
There's no point. I don't watch it.
Get one of those antennas that you just...
Unfortunately, I live in a condo building, I don't, because of where I'm located, because it's a high rise, I don't get, I'm not in the right direction for little.
Because I watch Channel 5 every morning when I get up. Channel 5 from Minneapolis, which is great. And
but
even when I'm on the road, I can do that.
But you are a different generation. And I'm telling you, live TV viewing is going to change.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. And if I want to watch local news, that is available to me not only on the internet streaming, but it's also available to me on like Roku. They have all the live streaming news channels from all across the U.S. But I don't need I don't need my local broadcast channels on a day in, day out basis.
But see, it's got nothing to do with generations. It has to do with supporting your own company.
My company?
She doesn't work for
Channel 5.
I don't work for Channel 5.
You know what? Maybe you all should pay attention once in a while. That's my whole point, is like you do support the people you work with. It's not about who watches streaming or who doesn't. We're going to have to get some new headphones.
I know Kristen got a new job working at Channel 5.
I didn't know I did either.
What has that got to do with it? I'm talking about this show. Never mind. We've had a hell of a show today. Not one person has paid attention to any goddamn thing that went on all day. So cheer me up.
I think we're lost in your conversation, Tom. I think that's what it is. And he's exasperated. I need days since Tom has been exasperated.
I don't understand. How do you not understand that the Hubbards were nice enough to bring me on so I support their product? How is that
right.
a bad
no,
thing?
No, I get that. But I'm saying like why Kristen doesn't have a streaming or doesn't have local broadcast. I'm saying that's where like it doesn't make sense. I understand why she doesn't have it.
I'm in Los Angeles, so I guess I'm confused on that.
So you don't work for any LAT? See, I assumed you work for an LA TV station.
I do not. No,
really?
I work for Penske. No, I work for Penske Media, which owns Hollywood Reporter and Variety and She Knows and Soaps.com.
How do you not
I work for a very large Penske Media. I've worked for probably the biggest media conglomerate right now here on the West Coast.
Well, there you go. It all works out in the end. No, I just assumed that I am very shocked that a local TV station has not picked you up over the years. I mean.
But it's not there are so many entertainment reporters who live here.
I don't care.
Well, no, let me just tell you. Thank you. But I will tell you that each network has one entertainment reporter. Mm-hmm. And George Pinocchio, who's on ABC, who is fantastic and a friend of mine, has been there for probably 3 decades. I know, which is amazing in the news business. My friend Amanda Salas does it for Fox. She has been there for a number of years, and they used to have two. They're down to one. So these positions are few and far between because you wind up working more for the online media networks, which are on camera and writing. You kind of do a little bit of both. But the local news channels don't have the power like they do in other markets. And it's just different. Like when I lived in Boston, the Boston TV personalities were huge. They're not that big here because we're in a town of celebrities. So it just works differently than other ones. So
no, I don't know why I would have. I just assumed
I work in TV. Yeah. I work for ITV, which is in France. I do their Entertainment Tonight program. And I worked for Ryan Reynolds Production Company and worked for Fubo TV, but I don't work directly for a local news channel.
Do you have Mint Mobile?
I do not have Mint Mobile.
Why not?
Traitor.
Unfortunately, I did research it. And unfortunately, it's not that strong here in LA, especially when you. Yeah, and especially when you get to events like a red carpet, like if you were on an Oscars or Emmys red carpet, because of the way you're prioritized in terms of the wireless connection, it's not going to be as strong.
Yeah, I mean, we literally, where we travel to, I don't even know what the hell I was on, but we went with Mint Mobile because now T-Mobile owns Mint Mobile now, doesn't it? Didn't it buy it from?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And T-Mobile in this market is the strongest signal. You got to go with the strongest signal, otherwise it's just not going to work.
Yeah, Verizon is the strongest out here on the West Coast.
So. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I have tried them all, honestly, as we have all the canyons and the canyon roads. Yeah. You've got to deal with all of that. And Verizon's the only one, even in 2024, that still works up in the mountains when you're driving through them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like that in almost every market. You have a specific one that's better than all the rest of them, and they're all different across the United States, which is
kind
of weird.
They certainly are.
Unfortunately, what else is happening, sister?
Now that we got through of like what job I have.
I just, like I said, it just makes no sense to me that someone didn't reach out to you and go, Kristen, we need you to be, but you know, I that's
they
just
the
way
I work the international market more than I work my local market, if that makes sense.
Because you're a big shot.
Not because I'm a big shot, but just because that's the way I did. And here's the thing, and people see it all the time, but I did like one Britney Spears special, and that has like gotten me 18,000 other jobs. And I've done a lot of, you'll see me as a talking head on a lot of shows, and I will pop up. If you pull up Amazon Prime and put my name into the search bar, you're going to see about 15 specials on different celebrities.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And you guys all turn on me because I think you should have a bigger job than you do.
I know what I'm doing today. I'm going on Amazon Prime and searching Kristen Burke.
Big job. What are you talking about? Now you're insulting my career.
I am not insulting your career. I'm just saying you're all a pain in the ass today for some reason. I don't know why.
Or maybe Tom's in a mood.
No, just because I'm loyal to my people.
I'm here with you. Isn't this
Nope. Sorry, you're out of the mix. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm off now. I won't be here on Monday.
Go to one of your international shows.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, see, I told you. I tried to warn you. Wouldn't listen to me. I'm just telling you. Tried to warn you. All right, what else
happened?
You got? Is that it? What's that?
What else you got? I was like, what happened? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
I am in a great mood. Look, I will tell you, today's show has been a complete mess. People talking over each other, it does drive me nuts. I will tell you that.
Yeah,
and
I think
it ain't
going to
happen
short.
Again. And I will tell you, it's not going to happen again. People are talking over each other all day long. I hate that. Everybody gets in the conversation, but not all at once. That's such a radio thing, isn't it?
I think people get excited to talk.
Good. Get your own show then. All right. Okay,
all
we
right,
gotta
Tom.
Go.
Yeah, all right. So have a great weekend.
Oh, I'm going to have a great weekend. There's no question about it. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot. Kristen Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. That is going to do it for today. Andy is hosting the family show today because I got some other stuff I have to take care of. But have a great weekend.